If you're going to grow, if you're a $3 million company, you want to get to five, you want to get to 10. Bottom line, you've got to get good at getting things done through other people. You've got to get good at finding ways to buy the time that you need to do the things that you're supposed to do and be able to delegate.
Have you ever felt like there's a secret club of successful contractors and you're left outside? Want in? Well, you just found the entry door. Welcome to the Wealthy Contractor Podcast. Each episode, we pull back the curtain, revealing the stories, strategies, and secrets that top leaders use to grow their home improvement business and enjoy more success, more wealth, and more freedom. Discover more at thewealthycontractor.com. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hey, everybody, Brian here. Welcome to another episode of the Wealthy Contractor Podcast. Back with me again is John Anglis. John, welcome.
Thank you, sir. Great to be back.
Can't have John here enough. You and I could probably do our own like weekly or biweekly podcast and just talk about home improvement and how to create a great business, how to create a great life, how to make more money and blah, 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 blah. But for those of you that are not familiar with John, John built an amazing company over a long time and built a company that I was just telling them earlier, it's like, you know, people dream of having companies like this, super profitable, multi-million dollar company, ran without him and his business partner, his wife, Sandra. And they ended up the last 2-3 years of their business living in Florida while their business was in Connecticut. And John and Sandra, I think, worked a day a week or half a day a week. And their business just kept growing and making them more and more and more money. And so a couple of years back, John and Sandra sold to private equity. But John is still very much involved in the home improvement space, working with clients one-on-one, doing primarily sales training, but it gets into a whole lot more than just sales training because you've done just about every job in this business, haven't you?
All but install.
Yeah. So what John and I are going to talk about, and of course, John is the only speaker at Accelerate that has been there for every single one, including the very first test run that was in Malvern, Pennsylvania. We had like, I don't know, there was probably 40 people there. And that was the test Accelerate. And it went well. And so then we started to do the quote unquote real Accelerates in 2018. But John has been at every single one. And I'm at a point now where I can't imagine doing one without him. And so for those of you that have seen John before, you know how incredible and just action-packed his presentations are, meaning he basically tells you and shows you what you need to do in your business and the things that he did in his business. And so he's coming back, and what we're going to talk about at Accelerate is a super important topic, and that is implementation, execution, getting things done. And this is the one thing that I have seen that will really set apart the super successful home improvement business owner from someone that's struggling, that's stuck on a hamster wheel, as John calls it, is implementation. Implement fast. And so that's what we're going to talk about today is implementation. Yeah. So just as a little more setup for this. So my book, The 7 Secrets to Becoming a Wealthy Contractor, of course, you can get a free copy. Just go to thewealthycontractor.com if you don't already have a copy. But the way that book is structured is it's really, you know, a couple of people have complained Amazon that, oh, this book doesn't have anything about marketing. It doesn't have anything about sales. Well, yeah, that's not what it's billed as. It is billed as a book more about what are the foundational thinking and belief and things that you have to do in order to become a wealthy contractor. It's not only about sales and marketing, it's about who you become as a person. And so as we go through the seven secrets, and I'll just run through them real quick right now. Number one is knowing what you want, being crystal clear about what you want. Number two is taking responsibility for every action, every outcome in your life. This is how you gain control of your life. Number three is being committed to that outcome. No matter what it takes, I'm going to make this happen. Number four is understanding the business that you are really in. Number five is about your time, how you spend your time, which we're going to touch on here today. Number six is taking control of your mind, taking control of those thoughts and those beliefs that are taking you in a wrong direction. It's almost like those self-limiting beliefs, those self-imposed obstacles that you put in your way. And then finally, once you've got all of that core shored up, now it's time to take massive, unrelenting action, which is secret number seven. And so here's a guy. And by the way, every single speaker at Accelerate is a master of all seven secrets, especially taking action. So, John, with that set up, now you talk.
Well, first, I think Accelerate is a must-do for contractors. I've been in the industry since 1991. I've been attending events since 2008. And no BS, I wish Accelerate existed back in the day, not just for the content, but the networking. I think the networking, it's like you got people that you can learn from that are where you want to be, but then you can pay that forward by helping those that are just behind you. It's really cool. And it's been an honor to have spoken at all of them. So it's quite a compliment to be invited back. As far as that book comment, marketing doesn't matter if you don't master the principles in the book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't understand those comments on there, but
just a few here and there.
Well, you can't be all things to all people. So
But let's talk about, what you're going to speak on at Accelerate is about how to manage time. And this is something that a lot of us entrepreneurs have real problems with. We're super high, we're high D's, we're go, go, go. A lot of us have entrepreneurial ADD. A lot of us have entrepreneurial OCD, which is another interesting, group of people, obsessive compulsive. And so let's talk a little bit about time management.
Well, I'm going to springboard on what you just talked about. Those of you that don't understand DISC, it's pretty easy to get an understanding. You can go on YouTube and put in DISC personality profiling and what's a D, what's an I, what's an S, what's a C. But to your point, the time management deficit absolutely has to do with your personality. A dominant personality, first off, is only 3% of the population. And part of that behavioral profile is we're the ones that are willing to risk everything to get that result that we're looking for. Walking into a business, starting a business, entrepreneurial spirit, that's all great stuff. But the problem is that a dominant person is very time conscious. So they put an emphasis on time, not on quality. That's why they tend to have projects half done and don't end up moving the needle. Or the dominant personality is very impatient. So I don't know if anybody watched the old SNL episodes, but Jimmy Fallon did an episode, Nick Burns, your company's computer guy, where he tries to teach somebody how to do something, and then he takes over and does it. So I think that's one of the problems is that entrepreneurs, first of all, don't have the self-awareness to realize that that's what they're doing, that you're actually intimidating the people on your team instead of building a team. Right. If you want to grow your business, you got to get more done through other people. So if you don't understand time management, there's only so many hours in a day. There's only so many problems you can solve. A, you got to get the self-awareness to know it's a problem in the first place.
Yeah.
B, you have to learn what you should be working on versus what other people should be working on. So in a nutshell, that's what I would say about that.
And that's something where, you know, a lot of us entrepreneurs, we're in react mode most of the time. I mean, from the moment we wake up, we lift our phone, we go to the email, we look at text messages. Now we're in react mode. We get in our car and the phone starts to ring, or we have to call out and say, oh man, what's going on with this? What's going on with that? We get to the office and it's like you walk in and your arms are spread out and people are shooting you with arrows and daggers. And now all of a sudden you're on everybody else's schedule. Your priorities, now they've taken their priorities and they've put them on you. And because we have this gift of problem solving, people will come to us to solve problems. And pretty soon you look at the clock, it's 6 o'clock, and you're exhausted and you wonder, what the hell did I accomplish today? And this is a big issue. This is a big problem. And it's not only a problem with, you know, the smaller companies. This is also a problem with people that are running $20 million, $30 million, $40 million companies. It goes back to what you were just saying is, okay, so what am I supposed to be doing as an owner? How should I be spending my time? And then you were saying earlier, I'm not sure if while we were recording or not, but you were saying earlier, it's like, what do I delegate? And what can't I delegate? What don't I delegate? So these are important questions to ask.
Yeah, and the thing of it is, like, for example, you mentioned having the gift of getting things done. To grow your business, you have to grow and develop.
Gift of creating solutions. We can get, it's hard for us to get things done.
Yeah, if you're going to grow, if you're a $3 million company, you want to get to five, you want to get to 10, bottom line, you've got to get good at getting things done through other people. You've got to get good at finding ways to buy the time that you need to do the things that you're supposed to do and be able to delegate. Now, that's a whole, how do you delegate? It's not just here, you do it. So I think maybe we go into there. There's a big difference. A lot of times, this is what I did, a dominant. Okay, well, you got to delegate more. Oh, okay. Here, you do this, you do this, you do that. There's a big difference between delegating and abdicating.
Yeah.
If you abdicate, you say, here, you do this, but did you give them the tools to get it done? Do they have the personality traits that you hire the right way? You know, do you have a tracking and measuring system to make sure that it is done in an acceptable manner? Do they know what success looks like? Too many times, the dominant boss will have an epiphany. It's a pendulum swing. On one side, you're doing all the work. You're doing everything. Move. Then you go, oh, I got to delegate. Then you go to the other side and you give everything away without any help, without any, here's what to do. And then the worst part, which I used to do, is you forget you delegated it and you don't ask for it.
Yeah.
So when your employees did all this work and they're like, well, you didn't even ask for it, which is right. The thing to close on is something you said on that point is when you have a business where the culture is ask Brian, he'll have the answer. Well, that's a shortcut to thinking. So basically, instead of thinking and solving problems, which actually reveals more talent, you might have more talent in your staff than you know. But when you're the one solving problems, you're stifling their creative process and you're creating a culture where there's no point in doing my job. John will do it. I'll just ask him. And then when you're doing all the work, you get this sense like nobody is paying them and I'm doing all that. But are you setting up that culture that way? Well, that's why I said I think the starter is identifying that, yeah, you do have a problem with that. And then work on, which we'll talk about at Accelerate, is how to schedule your day. How do you explain what you should be doing and how you should be doing them? Explain how to delegate and what you need to do to delegate to get good results. Now everybody's working on the same page. You get a lot done faster.
So let me do a plug here before we get into our kind of our next topic. Let me do a plug here for Accelerate. So Accelerate Live is happening February 10th through the 13th. Now, let me explain. The 10th is usually, that's Monday, February 10th. That is the day that everybody comes in. But what we're doing on that day is we are having a charity golf outing at the resort. There's this great little golf course. It's called Little Sandy. And you'll learn all about it when you go to accelerateevent.com. Okay, so that's all for raising money for Tunnel to Towers. Tunnel to Towers. We did this year, 2024, at Accelerate, we raised about $30,000 for Tunnel to Towers. And then in February, we want to beat that. It's been a great year for home. It's been a good year for home improvement. Let's say that. But for some people, it's been an amazing year. So we're counting on everybody to pitch in. And it really is an incredible organization. Then we've got the main event, the 11th and the 12th. And John is going to be there. I've got a few of my old crew, but then I've got a bunch of new people there. So Scott Berman from Florida Window and Door is going to be there. He's going to talk about marketing, because marketing is a huge, huge issue. So we're going to learn from a guy that's built a $150 million company. But as in everybody's fashion, just like with John and all of the other speakers, we are talking to you at whatever level you're at. You're at $1 million. You're going to get information there. You're at 5, you're at 10, you're at 100, whatever you're at, there's going to be good information there. Brian Gottlieb is going to be there, author of Beyond the Hammer. Now, he's going to do something interesting. John, I don't even know if you know about this, but day one, we're going to take all of the non-owners and we're going to put them in a breakout room with Brian Gottlieb. So this event, we're encouraging people to bring their sales leaders, their marketing leaders, their production leaders, and anybody else that might be on their leadership team. And what we're going to do is have Brian take them into a breakout, and he's going to talk to them about building a winning team, a winning culture, how to work with the people on your team. It's going to be an awesome, awesome breakout. And while he's in there with them, I'm going to be in the main room talking about mindset and about money and about profitability in the main room. And then we've got a new speaker, Chris Hermes, who has gone from 0 to 10 million in less than a year in his businesses. He's going to talk about production. We've never talked about production before, but like you were saying earlier when we talked about this, that production and sales are so tied together, and we've never really covered it at Accelerate, but Chris is going to go deep on this. And so we've got more. Just go to the website and check it out, accelerateevent.com. Our room block at the hotel ends, I believe, on January 9th. So I'm not sure when you're going to be listening to this, but you need to get registered and then make sure you get onto our room block so you save money, and we make sure that you get a room at the hotel. We were at the hotel yesterday, John. This place is beautiful. Every room is facing the ocean. So it's kind of this long like property, and it's all on the ocean, and every single room has a view of the ocean. So it's really a beautiful, beautiful property. All right, so that's my big long-ass pitch.
Brian Gottlieb, I don't know what I did to deserve his attention, but I'm
excited
to spend time with him as its own event, which he doesn't do, is worth it. He was in the same jacuzzi dealer network I was in. The ideas that I got from him that I put into my business, and then when I was going to sell my business, we had a couple of closings that didn't work. I was desperate. I called Brian to wine. He goes, did you call XYZ? I go, well, I did, but they were here a year ago. Oh, no, it's different. Call them back. So I call my broker. My broker calls them, closed our business in 90 days. The advice that dude gave me, again, I don't know what I did to deserve his attention, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, it goes back, though, to what you were saying earlier about the networking. So, yeah, there's a ton of value from the stage at Accelerate. But boy, who you sit by in your area of the room, who you meet on a break at breakfast, at lunch, during coffee breaks, the vendors that you meet. I mean, all you need is one idea, one relationship, and it can change your life. Literally. Change your life. And so hopefully Everyone will come out. Anybody that's really serious about growing their business, this is an event you cannot miss. So, all right. So now let's go back to implementation.
It's that time again. Accelerate Live 2025 is happening at the beautiful Omni Resort on Amelia Island, February 11th and 12th, with special bonus workshops on the 13th. If you enjoy this podcast and still haven't made it to an Accelerate Live, now is finally the time to take the leap and see why this has become the number one event for owners, operators, and leaders in the home improvement industry. For 2 days, you'll discover proven strategies, plug-and-play tactics, tools, and resources on what's working now in sales, marketing, production, leadership, profitability, and mindset. You'll see exactly how to build the business of your dreams better, faster, stronger. You'll network with your peers and industry legends. You'll forge lifelong connections that can transform your business and change the course of your life. So if there's one event you attend in 2025, make it Accelerate Live. Tickets will go fast, so grab your seat today at accelerateevent.com. That's accelerateevent.com. And make sure to use coupon code PODCAST25 to get an extra $100 off. That's podcast25. You have nothing to lose because of our 100% risk-free guarantee. So don't wait, secure your spot today, and I'll see you there.
So part of what keeps people from implementing and executing, we were talking about, you know, like I used to go to these events and I would have pages and pages and pages of notes. And they'd end up sitting on my desk for months. And then I'd go to the next event and I'd have more notes and I'd have more ideas and more to-dos. And the difference is in your ability to take those notes and actually execute them when you get home. So what is that? Like, how do you, the people are afraid, I think, but one, they don't have time, which we talked a little bit about earlier. But the other thing is they're afraid of implementing. Well, what if I do it wrong? What are your thoughts on that?
In my experience, let's look at DISC, right? I'm certified in DISC. And what I will talk about at Accelerate are the two types of owners. For those of you that aren't as well-versed, most people have, there are four main personalities, and what you're most will show up, say, above the midline. Most people, I think 85% of people have two above the midline. So if you're a business owner, you're either a DI, which means you're, a dominant but high in influence. You love people, or you're a high dominant, but you're a contemplative, right? You're more of an introverted, right? Now, what happens is when you have the entrepreneur that's a DI, not only does the D get in the way because of the things we were talking about, but then the I puts more emphasis on the people than they do on the task. And a lot of times they're not going to implement because they're afraid they're going to upset the worker. A lot of businesses have uncles and high school, college roommates. And if I do that, then what's going to happen? And my attitude on that is, are they taking the same care and considering you when they don't want to implement the ideas, right? You're worried about, well, I don't want to, but are they doing that with you? So if you're a DI owner, you're putting too much emphasis on people. And that is preventing you from moving the needle more than anything. On top of the fact that as a person who's high in influence, you just got a whole bunch of ideas and it's very difficult to focus. If you go to the person who's a dominant with the secondary contemplative, which is what I was, the best way I could say it is your dominant wants it now and your C wants it perfect. And as a result, your people are intimidated by you. Because nothing they do is ever good enough. So not enough gets done. So that adds to your to-do list. Remember that Nick Burns move? Screw it. It's easier if I do it. It'll take less time if I do it, and I'll do it right. So you keep paying people to kind of do nothing, but there's only so many hours in the day. And then the to-do list starts to pile. Brian, you made this comment where now I got this to-do list. I'll focus on that. But then problems come in. You have to solve them. You have to put them out. You have to do... So then you spend, 18 hours or let's say 12 hours a day. I used to do this. I'd go to work, 15-hour day, come home, my wife would go, man, you were there for a long time. What'd you do? I couldn't think of a single thing I did. I just knew I worked my ass off. Because I'm the DC. And when at Accelerate, I'm going to talk about both of those owners and give tips about what both of them individually, right? So if you're a DI, you'll listen. And then when it's the DC's turn, you could, you know, again, but like you said, you'll speak to the $1 million person. You'll speak to the three. I'm going to speak to both and give tips to show what you can do to create your to-do list, what and how to delegate, and what and how you need to do certain things, because there are things that only you should do. That's what I'm going to talk about this year at Accelerate.
Yeah, and you're also going to show like what the organization needs to look like at these different kind of breakpoints of business. So what does it need to look like at three? What does it need to look like at, you know, 5, 6, 7 million? What does it need to look like at 10 million? And that, I think, is also going to be really powerful. Now, for some of you that are listening to this and you're wondering about, you know, why John talks so much about D and I and S, you know, the DISC profiles. So here's what I'm going to say about that. Okay. So one, it's, if you've ever heard the thing, know thyself, this piece of advice, know thyself. If this is one of the best things that you can do for yourself is to learn how you operate instinctually. And this is something, John and I, it's funny, part of our friendship has been developed, as it's developed over the last, I don't know, 10, 12 years, is this, we went through periods where we didn't like each other. And I don't know if we didn't like each other. We just didn't get along that great. I think we had respect for each other. But then we started to like hang out and we started to talk more. And then we started to realize all of our flaws. Then we, you know, then you get into like DISC profiling and you start to learn more about yourself. And then you start to adapt that into the way that you do things. And it's super powerful for getting things accomplished. And I'll say this, I think it's great for relationships. I think it's great for your own peace of mind. I think it's great for your own confidence, because when I was younger, I always thought there was something wrong with me. And when I took one of these profiles and it said, you are perfect just the way that you are, here's who you are, and then here's how you navigate life. And if you want to do better, here's the things that you need to do based on who you are. And I think what happens is a lot of times people try and act like somebody else, and that's never going to work. You can't act like I, no matter what I do in life, there's no way I can sell the way that John Angus sells. Now, because of that, he built a system for selling, which is what helped revolutionize his business, which helped him get himself out of the business, which then helped him keep moving himself out of positions and hiring people so that he had a business that worked without him, okay? But had he not then went and understood that he is a high D and a high C, which is a very frustrating character type, by the way. Him and I have talked about it. It's tough. DDC is hard to deal with. But for whatever reason, I get along really well with DCs because I've got some C, not anywhere near as high as yours. And I've got a lot of D, but again, not as high as yours. So anyway, so that's why he's talking about this. And look, I hope that you're using these tools in your business, but also I hope that you're using them for yourself. Again, going back to the Seven Secrets book, it's really all about who we become. And John and I, we kind of went on a similar path and a similar trajectory. We had to learn how to become successful business people. We had to learn how to become successful at making money. We had to learn how to be successful at managing people, and on and on and on. And that's where real breakthroughs come in. And when you understand yourself and then you're given, here's a to-do list, here's the right things to do, now you know how to work and how to accomplish and how to attack that stuff and do it in a way where you're confident that, hey, I'm going to get the results that I'm looking for. So that was just the whole big thing on the DISC profiling for those that maybe aren't familiar with it. But why John talks about it so much is it's like, it's critical. And the other thing, and then we're going to wrap here, John, and maybe I'll let you get in a word edgewise here, is that when you're dealing with salespeople, when you're dealing with anybody in your organization, even your prospects, understanding who they are and how they make decisions and what's important to them is a really important thing to understand. And the better you are at it, the faster the trajectory of your growth. Any last words as we wrap up here?
Just two. One, what you just said is what's referred to as the platinum rule. The golden rule says to treat others the way you would want to be treated. Not everybody's like us, right? D's are 3% of the population. I's are 17%, 11% of the population. C's are 17. S's are 67. The platinum rule, what you're saying is when you understand yourself first, and then you understand others as well, you can communicate using the platinum rule, which is communicating in a way that they like to be communicated with your employees, with your customers. And I'm going to take it a step further. When I did training at my company, when I owned it, I always began by saying, we are going to teach you communication skills that we intend you to sell more home improvement projects with. But it is our hope that you'll come out of this better husbands, wives, sisters, daughters. So to your point with DISC, yes, master thyself, no question about it. But the second point I want to make is it's also important to do that so that you can see yourself the way others do. Wouldn't it be nice to know what some people thought? Boy, so-and-so is a real, if your top producer thought you were a real a-hole or whatever, when do you want to know? And what steps would you take to clear the air? Well, the reality is that when you master yourself and your behavior, and then you understand the platinum rule, you can now see yourself the way others do. And all of a sudden, we go from a quick example. In the first 25 years, my first business went bankrupt. My second business, Carefree, I started in 2000. I had zero top producers in my business from 1994 until 2015. I had a couple talented terrors that left other companies to come terrorize me, turn it on and off, whatever they felt like it. How is it possible that I start studying this personality profile, master thyself, in 2000, I think it was 13? From 2015 until I sold the business in 23, I had 30 employees. I would bet you 90% were top producers, were alphas. Right? The law of attraction states we attract who we are, not who we want. Mm-hmm. That's the importance of mastering thyself, seeing yourself the way others see you, and communicating using the platinum rule. That's my piece.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. And it was cool when you introduced me to that concept because I hadn't heard it before. And it's a good one. So, all right. So everybody, we hope that we are going to see you at Accelerate. It is 100%, by the way, for anybody that's on the fence. Look, some people say, well, Brian, I don't have the time. I can't get away. Well, if you can't get away for 3 days to work on yourself and on your business, I'm sorry, you're not going to hit the goal anyway. So you might as well come. And if you say, oh, okay, Brian, I don't have the money to do it. Well, yeah, okay. But you have the money to give away leads to salespeople that are underperforming. You have the money to give away to staff that are just not doing the job that you need them to do. You will find the money, but I promise you this, we have a 100% guarantee. So if you're not profitable on day one, you just tell us, not only are we going to give your money back, but we'll give you $1,000 cash to cover all of your expenses. So money should not be an issue. But the minute you get home, we're going to show you how to take what you learned and how to implement it. It's the last thing that we do on day two is where we help you implement and show you a path to implementation. Plus, John, of course, is going to talk about it. The third thing is feeling like, oh, my God, all of these other people around me, they're all doing so much better than me. Well, maybe, maybe not. I used to think that. That used to hold me back from going places because I didn't think highly of myself. Here's the reality of it. and John knows this as well as I do, as well as anybody else. You don't know what that person next to you, they could sound like, oh, I'm doing $30 million a year, but maybe they're not making any money. Maybe they have a horrible relationship with their kids. Maybe, who knows? The reality of it is you got to run your own race. Don't compare yourself to the people sitting next to you. Don't compare yourself to the people on stage. When you're going to, whether it's this event or other events, events are powerful. They're like, you get so much wisdom in such a small amount of time, concentrated amount of time. And not going because you're afraid of, you know, not feeling good about yourself, or that your ego might get bruised, or that you're not the big dog in the room. Those are not good reasons. Those are not good reasons. And so we hope to see you there. We're going to, you know, believe in you, even on those days that you don't believe in yourself. And the whole idea of Accelerate is to give you tools and strategies that you can go and execute and implement into your business and grow your confidence and just have a much better business so that you can have a much better life. So that's my pitch. That's my sales pitch. So John, thank you. And to everybody listening. Oh, by the way, if you want to save some money, use the coupon code WEALTH25, WEALTH25, W-E-A-L-T-H 25, WEALTH25. Okay, everybody, until next time, this is Brian Kaskavalsian, and this is the Wealthy Contractor Podcast. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. For insights on skyrocketing your home improvement business and accelerating your journey to the success, wealth, and freedom you've always dreamed about, be sure to get your free copy of my best-selling book, The 7 Secrets to Becoming a Wealthy Contractor, at www.thewealthycontractor.com. And don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. See you next time.